Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If you go online to Infowars.com, you can link through to Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney's subpage at House.gov. Be sure and support her. She has been targeted by the RNC and even the Democrats to some extent, just like Ron Paul has by his own party with the Republicans, anybody who stands up for the people. And she's just an amazing individual, and we're almost out of time with her. Congresswoman, I wanted to get you to spend a few minutes talking about what happened in New Orleans. We know that FEMA jammed police communications as the storm hit. We know that they cut police lines, wouldn't let aid in for 5 days to get a starvation riot, a dehydration riot going, because they knew if there was a big disaster, they could then spin it and get a lot more funding and powers. That kind of blew up in their face, though. Then they tried to blame the locals. When I have articles admitting that in the Times-Picayune that New Orleans was a federalized city in 2003, it's admitted that FEMA blocked the rescue, and it's just unbelievable. Comment on that, because you've researched it.
Well, I could only hear... then it was really bad. You went out on me, but I get the gist of what you're saying. And the bottom line is that you're absolutely right. The American people were once again abandoned. They were abandoned by their own government, and Secretary Michael Chertoff has gotten off scot-free on this. But he has the authority, had the authority, as soon as the state of emergency was declared, he had the authority to move the... all of the supplies and everything that was needed by the people into place. Instead, just as one of the survivors said, they needed food and water, and instead they were sent men with guns.
Well,
and the Blackwater mercenaries were hired to patrol the streets of New Orleans. This is a crime. This is criminal. How can we have mercenaries patrolling the streets of America?
Well, what about all the gun confiscation? Instead of letting the local police in and firemen to give people food and water, for 5 days they ran around, confiscating people's guns. It was totally insane. And my point is that they clearly stood down on purpose and blocked aid from getting in. Even emergency managers couldn't get in and get their mamas out of nursing homes, and they died. So my question is, do you believe they stood down on purpose to have it fall apart so Bush could hand out $200 billion to Halliburton and others?
You know, I really don't know the answer to that question, but it's clear. It is absolutely clear that you had Bush on vacation, you had Cheney fly fishing, you had Rumsfeld at a San Diego Padres game, you had... Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice buying $7,000 worth of Ferragamo shoes and hitting the tennis ball with Monica Seles. I mean, you had an administration that was away. They were AWOL. And they have the nerve to bring other folks up on criminal charges for either being conscientious objector or one family made the wrong bet and about 20 people in their care died. They're being brought up on charges.
But Congresswoman, here's what I'm saying. We know that FEMA blocked the police from getting in for at least 5 days. That's got to be premeditated.
Yes. I don't want to say that yet. I do want to say that their actions, their behavior speaks for itself. And the fact that you had a local sheriff had to go with his armed people and turn the communication back on is indicative of what the situation was there, that FEMA cut communications. And we don't have answers to those questions.
Well, if it looks like a duck, walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's a duck. Congresswoman, I want to be able to get you on a few times a year. Will you join us again?
I'd love to.
Well, I want to thank you and your staff so much, and I want to thank you for standing up for all the children that the government and others have been kidnapping. And God bless you, and I hope everybody prays for you.
Thank you. I need those prayers.
Well, thank you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Godspeed. All right, we'll come back, take your calls, cover masses of news. That was a great interview.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911.
Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic, documented, Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away. The names in the middle, the places where you used to play.
You think that you're so smart, but you don't have a clue.
walk out in the light. And it's an inside job to learn about forgiving. It's an inside job to hang on to the joy of living. You know the road by which you came. They know your mother's maiden name. And what you had for breakfast. What you hidden in the mattress.
Think about it, Don Henley, what the men did to the towers, they're doing to us. It's an inside job. They know your mother's maiden name. They know what's hidden under your mattress. It's an inside job. It's the government that attacked you on 9/11. Getting pretty mainstream these days. We're now 11 minutes into the second hour. As you know, the first hour was predominantly a rebroadcast from last week with Cynthia McKinney. I promised today to go do the test. I promised to do it this morning. I bought the 28-gauge shotgun, similar to what Cheney used. Used the exact same shot he used, 2 3/4-inch shells, fired from the same length and choke barrel, and fired it into paper targets, cardboard targets, a watermelon, a chicken, fired it into a kickboxing dummy, fired it into just a whole bunch of other stuff, and we're going to try to slam the video together in no longer than about a 15-20-minute report. Later this afternoon after the broadcast, it'll be up there this evening with what we did this morning. And right now, Ryan Slickhuysen, who ran one of the cameras, so did Kevin Smith. Ryan is in there right now on the G5 computer, the quad processor. He is in there trying to dump the tape off the three different cameras, and then we got about an hour of tape on each camera and try to cut that down to 20 minutes for you so you can see it for yourself. See it for yourself. In fact, just about, what was it, about 52 minutes ago, we were wrapping up the test, and Kevin was on the crackly, windblown cell phone as I was firing a shotgun two final times into a Cornish game hen. So we'll be getting into that. I have a big guest coming up here in about 15 minutes. You knew it was coming. Houston police chief wants surveillance cameras in private homes. We said it was a matter of time until they tried to ban knives in England. Now they've banned them. And right here, a Houston police chief wants cameras in homes. He wants to be part of building permits. You want to build a new house or apartment complex or anything, you got to have the cameras watching you. Why? It'll save the children. Cameras watch. I mean, we got cameras in school bathrooms. They're training the kids how to live in an Orwellian hell. And the UN is coming out and calling for Guantanamo closure, but that's the pot calling the kettle black. And I want to go over some of the mass murder the UN is engaged in, of course, with the United States full support. I want to go back to Rwanda, back from April to July of 1994, where our government actually asked the UN to let the mass murder go on, let it happen. The UN would actually openly, it's admitted, hand over entire villages to then be hacked up with large machetes, taking small children and hacking them up, and women and children, and cutting people's hands off so they could bleed to death. And between, even the UN admits, between 500,000 and 750,000, no one's really sure. Again, it's all part of the globalists controlling the UN and our government, and then both, they act like they're fighting with each other, but that's just theater to make one side or the other look good, to make you think you have a choice. There's also the hidden history of U.S. germ testing. I thought I'd cover that article. And Patriot Act headed for permanent renewal. Iraq death squads caught in the act. Groups may win release of NSA spying documents. And much, much more coming up. In 15 minutes, we have a guest joining us. Documentary maker Caught in the Crossfire, the untold story of Fallujah. Filmmaker Mark Manning bravely journeyed to the epicenter of hell to film his documentary. And he's been all over the Middle East and Central Asia, Afghanistan, you name it. He'll be joining us to talk about his eyewitness accounts of the mass murder and carnage there. Coming up, he'll be with us for about 45 minutes, and then, of course, we'll have open phones and cover all the other news that I was just mentioning. Ah, yes. Houston police chief wants surveillance cameras in private homes. Speaking of Houston, I was driving along the road early this morning, and I heard local ABC News on a station. And there they were discussing how a high school in Houston was going to call its new football team, its new high school, 1836 for Texas Independence. And they're now retracting the name. They're apologizing.
The Hispanics, some of the Hispanic students said this is Mexico, and they're offended by this even being Texas, and so it's being removed. So cameras in Houston to go, I guess, in your houses. And then, of course, you better not even talk about Texas independence, because that offends the Larry Conquistas. I did go find an article on that. We're going to get some guests on concerning that little issue. Now, there's been a lot of discussions about what happened with Dick Cheney. Now they're admitting that he's saying, yeah, he drank a beer earlier that day, and the neocons are on radio going, drank a single beer, what's the big deal? You really think he drank a single beer? You see, we don't know, because they violated federal and state law and ordered the sheriff's department not to question Cheney and not to see the crime scene and not to even visit with Mr. Whittington. It's just, we're the government, we're God, back off. And then more than 12 hours later, what, 13 and a half hours later, the next day, they let the sheriff's department talk to the vice president. And by then, the truth had been covered up, whatever the truth is. How do we know we're being lied to? Dick Cheney says at 90 feet, 30 yards, he shot Mr. Whittington. That's the Secret Service's own statement. And that it then shot through his vest, his safety vest, his bright orange vest, then through his jacket, because they put in the press what he was wearing, and then threw a T-shirt, an undershirt, under that. Well, today we went out and shot just two articles of clothing, just two thin pullover, the type of thin long sleeve shirts. And most of the shot didn't even go through both layers. It would stick in the second layer. I just reached into my closet and got two thin long sleeve shirts. I really should have gotten, I guess, short sleeve, but those were shirts I could wear 10 years ago when I was skinny, so they're pretty much worthless to me. So I took those out and put them on this big, soft latex dummy called Bob that is used for kickboxing that I never seem to use. No one else in my family seems to use, because we're always so busy fighting the New World Order. And so we drug it out there, and we had, five different paper targets that we shot at different distances to show the spread pattern. You see, we know that the pattern, depending on the shotgun, but I kept saying anywhere from 4 to 6 feet. I was wrong. We had, of course, let's just get down to brass tacks. We didn't show them on video. We had a police officer out there with police officer and military training. And on top of it, we have a engineer, of course, who worked on the Apollo program himself. A contract engineer for NASA with an engineering degree. And he was actually conducting and telling me where to stand and where to shoot. And he had the tape measure out there, and we have all that on video. And so at 90 feet, most of the shot wouldn't even go through both sides of the shirts. And then the shot itself, some of the shot then would be stuck in the soft latex, soft rubber. Barely indented into it, and then some of it did go 1 millimeter in. We have video of all of this and the tweezers. Then, you may say latex isn't the soft rubber, latex isn't the same, so we shot a Cornish game hen, and the deepest, most of the pellets bounced off. There'd be little lead spots where they'd hit, and they would bounce off. My experience shooting birds, folks. A few of the pellets did go in, a millimeter. One pellet did go in, ladies and gentlemen, 3 millimeters. We then also shot, from 90 feet, a watermelon. And most of the shot was sticking right out of the surface. And one of the shots did go in 3 millimeters again. So the maximum is 3 millimeters. 3 millimeters. Exactly what we thought we would discover. So we will, I'll come back and just basically sum up what happened. And then you can see it all on video tonight if you're online at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And this is big news. We're going to put a press release out on it. We did this scientifically with the same gauge and same load shotgun.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer. Like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
By the way, obviously Kevin Smith, Big Hunter, went out there with us today. And one of our associates, I'm just going to call him Carl because he's helped us with a lot of info in the past. He's been in the Army infantry, then, of course, a military policeman, then a police officer. And we'll just leave it at that. He was out there with us today. And then, of course, Raymond. And Raymond didn't mind me saying his full name, but I'm just leaving these guys out of it. Raymond, of course, is retired and did most of his work with NASA. And then, of course, before that with the Air Force. And that was highly classified, so I'm not going to – he tested the ballistics of missiles. But he was out there. So we actually had a rocket scientist, I mean, literally, out there with us today. But, Carl, I wanted to drag you in here just for a few minutes. I know you've got to get back to work with your shift coming up. But just what you saw from the test today compared to the official story we're hearing from Dick Cheney. Carl, tell us about it.
Well, Alex, it confirmed everything that we already knew, how shotguns operated, how their ballistics and shot patterns and everything else. It was just another confirmation of experience through hunting, firing on the ranges, and general knowledge of firearms. And it was a pretty amazing test. I mean, to sit there and actually watch it and know that what you knew is fact. It's now fact. It's not something we can kind of guess about or say it's, this is a general thing with shotguns. Now we actually know. We've done it. We've seen it. I'm a total believer and didn't have doubts before, but now I have concrete evidence for anybody that does have these doubts.
Right. Well, in fact, you were there, and I was saying that from what I read online, that shotguns, at the average shotgun, depending on what type, would spread between 4 and 6 feet. And you said, no, Alex, it's an inch for every foot after it leaves the muzzle. And then we were doing measurements with 6 different targets at different ranges, and we have that all on video. And your number was correct from what I read on law enforcement magazines. Your number was actually dead on compared to what I read in law enforcement publications. Can you comment on that?
Everything that I've ever been taught with in the military or in law enforcement with dealing with shotguns was that general rule of thumb. And it's a general rule because every shotgun is different. They each have their own personality. They'll like certain loads over others, certain brands of ammunition over others. So they'll act differently. But as a general rule, there was 1 inch for every foot of spread that you'd get. And that's with buckshot, birdshot, anything that's going to spread, anything, your sabots or your slugs. Obviously, that's a single projectile. It's not going to do that. And to go out on the range and actually measure it out, fire it, patterned it, measured it, it looks like the general rule stuck.
Now, there's 2 different ballistic situations we're talking about. There's the trajectory of the shot. A shotgun, again, folks, shoots out a bunch of BBs or what you'd like to call pellets. Some call them pellets. And at 30 yards, 90 feet, that Cheney claims he shot him, I mean, it was more than 6 feet. It was just huge. The dust up behind it was coming out. Most of it was even missing the target that was about 2.5 feet wide, about 3 or 4 feet tall. We have it all measured. It'll be in the documentary that's coming up this afternoon. And so we have that proving he was up much closer. The numbers we got were between 15 and 18 feet. I've been saying 10 to 15. No, the test showed 15 to 18 feet. We were getting different results depending on each load. We were shooting the 2 3/4 inch shells, 7.5, according to Scripps-Hour News Service and Cheney's press release, the exact same cartridges, shotgun loads, and shot from the same barrel length, 28-gauge shotgun that I purchased yesterday. So in summation, what do you think this test shows about Dick Cheney's story, and does that show us why he was keeping the police out for more than 12 hours?
Wasn't there, but from what we're seeing coming out of the news, it's not what happened. It's impossible. He was either closer than the 30 yards. He was firing something other than something had to change. Either the distance is wrong, the caliber is wrong, the circumstances are wrong. Maybe it fell, it dropped. We don't know. We weren't there. But the official story, we've just put holes in it, pun intended.
Most of the shots would bounce off. Some of them would get more, I guess, purchase, more powder behind them, would go in a maximum. We got 3 millimeters on a watermelon and 3 millimeters on a chicken.
Right. Even the kickboxing dummy that was out there, to see that it didn't even go through a T-shirt. Some of them were stuck in the fabric of the T-shirt, and as you move the T-shirt, they just fall out. I mean, I would feel perfectly safe standing 30 yards away from somebody and allowing them to shoot at me with a 28-gauge shotgun with this the same loads that we were using. It didn't look like a person would sustain really anything other than maybe some bruising and a couple penetrations that would break the skin and probably stay, not even go any deeper than a few millimeters.
But that's what we already knew, because you shoot birds at 20 yards or 30 yards. A lot of times it doesn't even penetrate. Just the pressure knocks them out of the air. Carl, I want to thank you for coming on with us, and thank you for helping us with the test today.
No problem. Thank you, Alex.
You bet. God bless. We'll be right back with our guest and then a lot of other news. Cameras to go in your house in Houston. It's all part of the new America. So stay with us. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Literal rocket science engineer who's worked with NASA, well, in the Apollo program and right through with the Air Force in missile testing and missile tracking. He was there telling us how to conduct the test, what range, duplicating the same shotgun, same rounds, same shot. And Cheney is a complete, absolute liar. He shot Mr. Whittington from a 15 to 18 feet, depending on our test results. It was in that range. Looks like about 15, but on the outside, 18 feet versus 90 feet that he claims. And, of course, it didn't penetrate anywhere near enough to get into the chest cavity or into the heart. The maximum penetration we got, and most of them bounced right off of different things we were shooting out there that were flesh, you know, chickens, raw chickens, plucked chickens, watermelons, silicon dummies. So much more. I mean, we really did this test properly, and most of the pellets wouldn't even shoot through two T-shirts. So the evidence is overwhelming, and that video will be going up this afternoon at Infowars.com, and we'll be taking your calls coming up the next hour. I appreciate our next guest joining us and letting us back him off 30 minutes because I wasn't even in studio yet because the test took a lot longer, even if we got out there early in the morning at the local rifle range in the Austin Hill Country. Filmmaker Mark Manning, this guy's got a lot of bravery, bravely journeyed to the epicenter of hell to film his documentary, Caught in the Crossfire, The Untold Story of Fallujah. Fallujah will go down in history as a cauldron of chaos,
On March 31st, 2004, four American contractors were killed and dragged from their cars near the bridge spanning the Euphrates River. The assembled crowd then burned their bodies and hacked them to pieces, hoisted their blackened body parts into the air for the whole world to see. The U.S. military reacted with two separate sieges of the city of Fallujah, one in April and a second more deadly attack in November, labeled Operation Phantom Fury. Why don't they get mad when our troops get killed like they did about these Blackwater mercs? And it goes on, caught in the crossfire, the untold story of Fallujah, independent filmmaker Mark Manning turns his lens on Fallujah and drives a stake through the heart of the administration's assertion that America is not at war with the Iraqi people. Caught in the crossfire brings to light the most compelling story of the Iraq war, the plight of civilians suffering due to U.S. military operations in Iraq. And the write-up on this goes on for many other jam-packed pages. We have a link to a video clip that's online at Infowars.com, and he's authorized us to air a short little clip. Obviously, radio can't do justice to this brutal video, but Scott, do you have that clip ready? Go ahead and roll just a short clip of that, and we'll go to Mr. Manning. Go ahead and roll it.
Fallujah has a population estimated to be over 250,000 civilians. On November 8, 2004, the city was attacked by an American-led operation called Phantom Fury. Phantom Fury was the most intense urban fighting of the U.S. war in Iraq.
All right. And we're honored to have him join us. Mr. Manning, thank you for coming on with us today.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Tell us a little bit about yourself. I admire you. I mean, you've got more nerve than I've got to go into not just one of the most dangerous countries in the world, one of the most dangerous guerrilla warfare zones in modern history, but into the eye of the storm itself, Fallujah, which admittedly has seen some of the most vicious fighting of the war, if not the most vicious. And you were there for it, in the middle of it. So please tell us about yourself, how you got into this, why you went there, and what you witnessed.
Sure. I was actually working on a different film, and I was in Jordan, shooting a short film about Nadia McCaffrey and how she had gone to the Middle East to try to meet. She's a Gold Star mother who had lost a son in Iraq. And I went there to film her, and she was trying to meet some Iraqi women who have lost their children. They were meeting in Jordan. And while I was there, I met some people who had came to translate for the Iraqis, and they had just come from Fallujah, working as humanitarian aid workers, Iraqis, working inside the battle, trying to get aid to the civilians, trying to get some of the civilians out that were stuck in the city. And they started telling us some really horrific stories about it. And at that point in time, very honestly, I was leery of believing what they were telling me. It was so horrendous, the stories about the civilian casualties. And they asked me if I wanted to come with them back into Fallujah and witness it for myself, unembedded, outside of any corporate control or outside of the military, and
not in bed with the war machine, pun intended.
Exactly. And you know, that's why they trusted me, because I was an independent, I had financed my own thing, I was over there without any ties, and so I did. I went with them into Iraq, and then we went into Fallujah, and I went as an Iraqi, pretty much. I had a beard and wore the headdress and the clothes of the area. And we went into Fallujah, and it was an absolute horrific catastrophe.
So it's safe to say you were undercover.
Under the radar, I think is a better way to put it.
You were in their garb.
Yeah, right. I pretty much was living like an Iraqi. I was living with the Iraqis.
By the way, you know it's not a rumor that the Pentagon said on the eve of the war they would kill unembedded reporters if they got in the way, and that has now been declassified, and they have been targeting reporters and killing them. So you weren't just in the middle of a war. You were being targeted. Were you aware of that?
Well, the Iraqis are aware of that, and I was aware of that through them. They have a word over there that filming and journalism is forbidden. outside of the embedded protection.
By the way, a guy just wrote some news articles for a major newspaper, got 30 years because it wasn't a controlled paper. They told us it's free papers over here. None of them are free. It's all written in the Pentagon and by think tanks right here in the U.S. It's all totally fake. But and that's official. I thought I'd just add that. Go ahead.
Okay. So we were aware that filming was forbidden, and we had to sneak our cameras in there. We were taking medical supplies into Fallujah General Hospital, and that's how we got in there. And then the filming we did under the radar also without anybody seeing us film. And we got the perspective of the Iraqi people, specifically the Fallujans that were in the way of this military operation. And basically, there were 250,000 civilians in Fallujah who had been forced, evacuated out of the city with very little time.
Now, the city was hit twice by two major sieges and invasions, if I'm correct. When did you get there on that timeline?
Yeah, the first siege was in April, and the second siege was in November. And we got in after the siege was over, theoretically, and it's still going on, in December. And they had sealed off the city, and they were just starting to let local people back in to pick up the bodies of their relatives.
I have an NBC News report where Tom Brokaw, before he retired, says that if you didn't have your ID card properly displayed and you didn't have one, you would be shot on sight. I have NBC saying that. Were you aware of that?
Well, we had to get those ID cards to get into the city. We had to get retina scanned, as every Fallujan now has to get retina scanned and given a barcode, 10 fingerprinted retina scanned and given a barcode, and then they're registered as a resident of Fallujah. And that pretty much registers them now as a insurgent or a terrorist in our vocabulary. And they have no rights. They're easily detained now. And
but were you aware that the Pentagon reported that they would kill anyone who didn't have those IDs?
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. I wasn't aware of that, but, you know, it's still, during the siege, it was a live fire zone. Anybody in Fallujah was going to get killed whether they had a card or not. Afterwards, when the siege was over, you know, there's a series of checkpoints set up to get into the city, and then in the city itself, there's checkpoints almost on every third block.
By the way, and I want to go through this with you, Mark Manning. I want to go through all that in detail, but the Pentagon bragged in MIT Magazine last year that this is going to be the model for America with the thumb scanners and the grocery stores and the colleges and with the new national ID cards for the new, quote, fare tax, the sales tax. It'll actually track everything we do, everywhere we go. So most Americans are already going through these biometrics as well, and under the real ID Act passed last year by 2008, all state driver's licenses will be under the same system, and it is actually a Pentagon-developed program that they call a control grid. Were you aware of that?
No, but I've lived it, and I tell you...
Tell us about it. Tell us about the checkpoints, the retina scans. Tell us about it, because I'm not joking, America. You're going to be living under this very soon. Go ahead.
Well, one thing that's really interesting for me when I got into Iraq, as an Iraqi, I got to experience the feeling of what they feel, you know, the occupation, as they call it. And it's very intense. You know, you're required to carry this ID card where you've been retina scanned and fingerprinted and put on a system as a part of Fallujah. The checkpoints you have to go through are all live fire zones. You make a false move, deadly force is authorized and a lot of times used. People are on hair trigger. The Iraqi National Guard is the front protection, pretty much the body shield.
Former Baathist torturers and murderers.
And enemies of the Sunnis and occupying those checkpoints in Sunni-controlled areas where the Sunnis live, creating really this adversity and violence. But everybody's on hair trigger. There's a lot of confusion sometimes in these checkpoints with people screaming and yelling, somebody making a wrong move, they're open fire on. It's a very, very tense thing. You know,
now, a lot of sickos on American radio while you were there were saying, kill them, nuke them, kill them all. I like to see them walk up to the little toddlers and blow their heads off themselves. I'm sick of these fat-bellied possums that sit around in their easy chairs watching Fallujah burn and be saturation bombed and white phosphorus being dropped on it while they sit around giggling and enjoying it like it's some type of a video game spectacle. Would you like to say something to those scumbags?
Well, I think people that feel that way have never experienced war, and they've never probably had a family member of theirs killed. Now, the interesting thing about Fallujah is the average family has 6 to 8 children. So the 80 to 60% of the population of Fallujah is children.
Now, I was aware of that. Yes, tell us about it.
It's It's an amazing thing to experience that amount of destruction that's been rained down on a population center by your own country. And then to have to look in the eyes of the children there and have them ask you why. Why have you done this to us? And to not have an answer to that, you know. It's
because somebody killed some contractors. You know, that'd be like in Austin, Texas, of a million people metro. If four people got murdered, would the U.S. government surround the city and start carpet bombing it? See, that's how normal this is. This is sick.
Yeah, and I think the American people really don't know what happened there. You know, and that's the point of my...
Tell us what happened. Yes, sir. Your film's dynamic for those that haven't seen or haven't seen clips of it. Tell us.
What my film does is it lays out what one of these military operations is like for the civilians. I'm focusing on the civilians, and that's why it's called The Untold Story. 250,000 of them were forced out of the city with no time, 7 days, in the middle of winter, and nowhere to go. No aid was given, no humanitarian supplies were given, no housing. They were just forced out of their city, a city that's surrounded by desert, and then the city was declared a live fire zone. The Pentagon estimates that up to 20% of the civilians were trapped in the city. That's, if you do the math, up to 50,000 people. And then Fallujah was declared a live fire zone. And
that's a key point. You have people already at starvation level, 6+ months into the wonderful occupation, almost a year, or is it even longer? And they don't have cars, money, they're already starving, and they're out in the middle of the rocky, high mountain desert, and they tell them, just leave, just, we don't care where you go, you've got to leave and go through the checkpoints where they were already machine gunning people, as you said, at the checkpoints to even get out. Please continue.
Yeah, so the civilians, you know, Fallujah, it's an ancient city, it's 5,000 years old or more. These people, are living an older type of lifestyle than we are here, you know, it's more of a simple life, and a lot of them have never even left the city.
They invented mathematics, and this is what they get for it.
And the city is completely surrounded by what they consider to be an invading and hostile army, and then they were forced out and told to leave. So a lot of them were very confused and very scared. When we got there, there were people living in chicken coops, in cars. They dug holes in the ground.
Well, it's just like New Orleans. People didn't want to leave. They can't leave.
They're scared. You know, when people get scared, you're not thinking clearly. They have a lot to be scared of. And then, as I said, we gave them no place to go. It's not like we went in there and built a refugee center for 250,000 people. We told 250,000 people just get out or die. And, you know, to this day, no rebuilding has happened in Fallujah. And Fallujah is still...
So what really happened there? I mean, boil it down, and what does the city look like?
I would say 80% of the city has been destroyed. It was an intense battle with a week prior of aerial bombardment to soften the city up. And then some of the most intense urban warfare that this country has ever been involved in happened in the city itself. And almost every structure has some sort of damage. Most of them have been completely destroyed. A lot of the buildings have been burned from the inside.
Now, is it right to say from the press reports that we saw in the foreign press and even in our domestic press that they would just kill anyone building to building? Everyone was an insurgent. And then, of course, we have the video of them just shooting unarmed people.
Yeah, everything but that last part. I don't know about shooting unarmed people, but I do know that...
Well, you know the video of the guy laying on the ground.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
Already bleeding to death, and they walk over and go, F you, and pop him.
Yeah, it was a very intense fight, you know, and what I'm trying to show to the American people is this is what the byproduct is of this war. We are sending our soldiers and troops and Marines over to fight an urban conflict, and this is what urban conflict is, you know, and for the Marines... What had to happen in there, they had to do their job. They had to go in there and fight that kind of fight. This is a policy decision that I disagree with.
Serious mount fighting.
Serious what?
Urban warfare mount.
Yes, it's intense. And if you have civilians in the way, they are going to die. I'm not saying that Americans are purposely targeting civilians. I'm saying that our administration's policy is so inept that the obvious result is going to be civilians.
How many children and women died or non-combatant men?
Well, this is the problem. When we first started this war, our administration leaders said we do not count Iraqi deaths. And that meant to the Iraqi people, Iraqi deaths do not count. And since then, we really haven't been keeping track of. There's no way to know how many people were killed in Fallujah. If the Pentagon says that up to 50,000 people were left in that city, I've walked those streets, and I can tell you, I doubt that they survived.
Well, I know that they said that only a few thousand Iraqis would die in the whole war, and now the official number is well over 100,000.
Yeah, and in Fallujah alone, you know, nobody knows. I mean, I've been to the mass graves there. There are 9 mass graves from that battle. A lot of them have well over 1,000 people in them. It's, you know, there's a lot of rubble, and it's hard to tell what happened there. But it was a live fire zone. And then the humanitarian disaster to the hundreds of thousands of civilians we displaced without giving any aid to has caused a lot of death and injuries and sicknesses also. And those people are still sick.
Well, stay there, Mr. Manning. One of the first things the occupation did when it took over back in 2003 was stop the statistic gathering of the dead or diseased, and it's unbelievable. We know 1 million-plus Iraqis died during the 12 years of sanctions. We'll be right back with our valiant guest. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is real journalism. Imagine, he's over there making another documentary, and then he hears about the horrors, doesn't believe it, goes there and witnesses it. I mean, can you give us, I know it's in your film, but personal examples, talking to the widows, talking to people that have lost children, you know, what you witnessed there being inside the city?
Yeah, there's so many stories that come to my mind. I was living with the refugees of Fallujah in a one-room house with 60 people. and being fed by them, you know, in the little bit of food that they had, and they were growing in a local farm around there. You know, I interviewed a mother who 4 days earlier had lost her 4-year-old child. I've interviewed women who had watched their whole family be killed in a home raid during the siege. Fathers who were wandering the streets looking for their sons, mothers who were wandering the streets looking for their sons, children walking around, it's 4 or 5 years old on their own.
And zeroing in on, say, the family who, quote, most of the family died in a raid. I mean, what happened? Did they resist, or did the Marines come in and just spray them?
You know, these raids happen a lot of times at night. They happen in a live fire zone. She was upstairs hiding under the bed. They blew open the door and they came in. There was a lot of gunfire and her family was killed, including her mother. I don't know what happened in there. You know, this is more of a byproduct of a nasty war that we've gotten thrown into without really thinking what the consequences are going to be.
Well, I collate data. You were there, but I go off of the other journalists and what was reported. And, I mean, the troops, there's video of them bragging. They're just aiming howitzers into entire apartment blocks, tanks driving around, Hellfire missiles, helicopters, jets, bombing, and just slaughtering anything that moved. I mean, I've got, you know, there's London Telegraph articles where they go, watch me blow this bleeper's head off, and just they shoot a woman and blow her head off, and she falls away from the 3-year-old that's in, you know, that's holding her hand. I mean, those are confirmed reports, and I some people to realize just how bloodthirsty and sick this is. And again, I'm not even trying to attack our military either. This is what's going on, and I'm just zeroing in. Have you witnessed any of that?
No, I didn't witness any troops firing on civilians. What I did witness was, and this is a fine distinction, but I think an important one, we are conducting war now in civilian population centers. And I think that, you know, to attack the troops for hitting civilians is I think we're getting off of base. I think what we really need to do is hold our commanders and our administration responsible for this as being a natural byproduct of their policy. And when we send our awesome military machine into urban centers to conduct warfare, civilians are going to die.
Well, when the British finally started doing that against the Americans in the 1770s and 1780s, that's when they started losing. I mean, everybody knows you don't win doing this.
No, and this is a great point you're making, because Fallujah now is a battle cry of anti-American sentiment throughout the whole Middle East. There are folk songs being written about it. People are naming their daughters.
Yeah, it's like the Alamo. Let's just admit what it is.
It is we've lost our moral standing in the world.
It is. It's a few ragtag bands of people defending their families with the biggest military in the world attacking them. It's pathetic, and it makes me ashamed.
Well, we definitely have lost a lot of our respect, and having seen
nobody likes bullies.
No, and nobody, and we don't even know. That's the thing here in this country. The American citizens don't really understand what's happening over there, and we really need better information.
Well, I've been chomping at the bit here. Stay with us, sir. I want to keep you about 20 minutes the next hour. I'm gonna try to bridle myself here, actually stick a rag in my mouth, and I just want you to go through whatever you think is most important. Give us your website right now before this hour ends.
Yeah, people can find out more about this at conceptionmedia.net, C-O-N-C-E-P-T-I-O-N Media, conceptionmedia.net.
And we're going to have gigantic links to you, my friend, on InfoWars.com. In fact, they're there right now. Stay with us.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.